recording it.
The date is February 4th, 2020. Let's call the meeting to order.
Murphy, Buffo, Perry, Ping.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Here. Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we welcome you, if you choose, to remain standing as we pray. Lord, we thank you for this new year. We thank you, Father, for your word being true and your word saying that if we lack wisdom, we need to ask you and you'll give it to us without reproach. So, Lord, we come and we ask for your wisdom to guide in the affairs of Tolono for the betterment of our village and our people. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that. Amen. Amen. All right. Do we have any public comment?
Nope.
Nothing? Okay. All right. Do we have any engineers? No. Public Works? Okay. Police Department. Do we have the Police Department? Aha. Do you have a report for us, sir?
I have very little. Just real quick, I did get signed up for the supervisor class coming up in August, September, and October.
Awesome.
Registered for that. It looks like we're going to be able to install the MDCs and docking stations in the truck and the Explorer. Brad got the one in the truck working. Him and Matt went on vacation, so it'll look like it'll be maybe next Tuesday we can get the Ford, and then we should be able to have all the new computers and the squad cars. I talked to the company about the body cameras. There's a little bit of delay on getting the magnetic mount. We're basically waiting on that. Hopefully, maybe the first part of March, everything will be in. We'll get the Bluetooth trigger in the squad cars, get everything hooked up here at the PD, and then we should be hopefully close to that time in March, going with the body-worn cameras. That's really all I have.
All right. Does anyone have any questions? All right. Thank you, sir.
Alarm door.
You're welcome.
Treasurer, you have anything?
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Are there any questions on the bills?
Motion to pay bills as presented.
Second.
Okay. I can second it too. You have the bills in your hand. I just wanted to make sure you. All right.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes. Any sewer credits or extensions? I didn't see any either.
Nope.
All right. Approval of the regular session minutes of January 21st and 27th.
Motion to approve the minutes from January 21st and 27th.
Oh, need a second?
Second.
Okay, you second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Executive session minutes for July 7th and July 21st. I make a motion to approve the executive session minutes from January 7th and January 21st.
Second.
Go ahead and roll call the executive session minutes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes. Old business review of the employee policy manual. Still working on that? Awesome. Has anyone sent you any comments?
No.
I've got a file I'm working on.
Awesome.
So just let them trickle out, let's do it all at once.
All right, new business. Approval of the Champaign County Agreement for Electronics Recycling. That was in our packets.
That's a 2021 budget, correct?
What's the date?
March or?
May 16th, yeah, October 10th.
Yeah, so that would be. When do they need to know by, though?
I didn't see a date.
Prior to April 1.
It's
so
just something we're going to.
They're planning on Saturday, May 16th, 2020, and Saturday, October 10th.
Roughly, how much is it?
Plus $500.
Yeah. But it's.
I'd say if you want to, go ahead and vote it. It'll be paid out of next fiscal budget.
But they need the check by April 1st?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
$494.
Oh, I thought that we could get away with paying them after May 1st.
But we have it in community.
Yeah,
we have it in our budget.
Yeah, then go ahead and take it out of this year and not worry about it.
Okay.
April 1st, 2020.
All right. We have a motion. Do we want to do it?
I think we need to. It's only $500 and it saves us thousands, so.
Yes.
I don't have the number in front of me.
494.
He does.
Yeah.
Motion to approve the Champaign County Agreement for Electronic Recycling for $494.
We have a motion to approve it for $494.
Second.
And we have a second. The Jareds.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes. Review and approval of the Martin Hood contract for auditing services. Brandy, do you know how many years in a row we've used Martin Hood?
I don't.
I'd like to table that one until next meeting.
Right. I wasn't actually going to call that for a vote.
But yeah, your thing is the exact same thing I am. It's probably getting about time we.
Could be a decade.
Okay. So my thought is I don't have anything wrong with Martin Hood. However, the longer we continue to use the same auditors, they get comfortable with us, we get comfortable with them, and sometimes shortcuts can happen unintentionally and things don't get the same scrutiny. So if we approve this one this year, I'd like us to consider for our next one making sure that we reach out to some other firms to do our audit.
That's something you need to start looking at in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're at the time that
they get busy
starting booking.
Yeah.
So
Brandy, we have a tally sheet.
Is that on in there?
I didn't see it.
I thought I saw it.
I didn't see it.
But only while he had the folder open.
I missed it.
Okay, so we are actually going to table approval of the contract until we have more folks here for the auditing services. So we're nearly done. How's the nuisance file going, Justin?
I just checked it. Last Friday, maybe. And I think from what I can remember, most of them are the same, haven't changed.
Okay. All right. Does anybody else have any questions about the nuisance file? Okay. Any special event permits?
Nope.
All right. Anybody have anything else? Okay, if neither of you two do, I have one quick thing. There's a lot of talk concerning the last public meeting we had with the trash company,
yes,
that came in, Republic. There's a lot of concern in our community that we are telling people that we are going with Republic. That's not at all what we have said. Do either of you believe that that is what we have said?
No, that's coming from a third party outside
yes.
of the,
yes. Well,
outside of us.
But a lot of people, when they were watching, right, a lot of people, when they were watching, were hearing things that he was saying, and they weren't hearing everything he was saying.
Correct.
So he said everything was a very rough estimate. Could be higher, could be lower, and he is only suggesting that we do an RFP to get a municipal garbage servicer. I, for one, don't want to go into the garbage business. I don't think that's something that our board needs to be focusing on. And I think that everyone should be able to choose their own garbage servicer. That's just my own personal...
He was a salesman doing what a salesman does.
That's exactly...
And he did his job very well, but... If we were going to look at it, it's going to be a months-long process. It's not going to be a, he's here last week, we're going to do it this week.
Yep.
So.
Right, and like I explained to somebody today that came in asking about it, I said that was somebody that came in, spoke under public comments like anybody else can do,
mm-hmm.
gave us his thoughts, views on what he thought were pros and cons. You know, it's not, we're making everybody switch to Republic. Even if we were to do it, we would have to do an RFP, and it would have to go out to bid.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a chance that if we did do it, Chris's service could be the servicer, not Republic. And even if we did, I told the person, I was like, I'm sure the way our board is, if they were thinking of moving forward with this, they would hold a public meeting beforehand to see what the public thought.
Yes.
Can we do a Facebook post and also like a banner on the website that we're not currently looking at trash service, just to kind of quell some of this?
Yes, because a lot of arguments. Stuff was put out there was not from the actual village board.
No.
Correct.
It was from other entities within the village that were using our words in a way that was not presented.
Correct.
During the meeting.
And so. I encourage anybody, if they do have questions about it, to call or come into Village Hall or email us instead of just.
Well, that's why our meetings are public.
Yes.
You're more than welcome to come in and share your concerns and comments and questions.
Absolutely.
At a public meeting. But when it goes on social media and things get turned around, we're going to get lots of complaints and. You know, this is taken this way and that way.
The correct information is not out there, and people are not asking questions.
Right.
So
I have actually written something up concerning the entirety of that public comments section that I have yet to post under the video. But it basically speaks to everything we've just said here. The village is not pursuing this kind of a thing at this time. He came, like you said, Jared, he came in as a salesman. He did what salesmen do. They give you information, and then it's up to you to make that decision.
We're always
going
to listen
decision.
If somebody comes in and
it's open public comment.
Absolutely.
So
somebody wants to come in and try to save us money, then absolutely, we're going to listen to them.
Right.
Whether or not we do anything on it is a different thing, but we never even put it on the agenda. We never said we were anything like that. So if somebody has any questions, please come to our meetings, not just...
Our agenda is posted online
at
tolonoil.us the Friday before.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So it's always there. You can always know what we're going to do. It's also posted on the front window of the police department.
And the village hall.
And the village hall. So... Are you sure you don't have anything? All right. Well, that, lady and gentlemen, all we need is a motion.
Motion adjourned.
Second.
Third.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?